Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a shootout win last Friday. And then on Saturday, your team's five-game unbeaten streak was snapped in a 5-4 loss to OSU. I know the Buckeyes made it tough for your team to hold the lead. There were seven different lead changes over the weekend. Why do you think that was?
Well, first, they're a very talented team. And, they certainly took advantage of some situations. And, again, in the moment, you always have a picture of what you think transpired. Then you get a chance to look back at the video. And sometimes things aren't as bad as they seemed, and sometimes they're not as good. You know, I guess it can work both ways. And I think after watching the video, probably not as bad as we thought in some areas. We certainly loved our pushback after they tied it at 3. We had some great shifts, and we had some opportunities to, when we were up 3-2, we had some opportunities to make it 4-2. Their goalie came up with some big stops, and that turned out to be the difference, because then they tied it on the power play goal, and they scored two quick goals to jump up to 5-3. But again, I loved our pushback in the third. We made it 5-4 on our own power play goal, and again had some chances. But credit their goalie, she came up with some big stops. But bottom line, they're a talented team, and we just gave them too many quality opportunities.
Well, one of your talented players, freshman blue liner Mac Lange, just recorded her second WCHA award of the season with 3 points last weekend. How much has her play impressed you since she stepped foot on campus?
Yeah, just a lot, to be honest with you. I think she, besides the 3 points, I think she had 6 or 7 block shots for the week. So just a real all around, she's just playing very, very well. Like I said, we talked about it in our media day yesterday, I guess it is, that she's been paired with AJ pretty much from day one, so she's on the ice consistently against our opponent's top lines, and she doesn't, no moment's too big for her. The spotlight's not too bright. She just goes out and plays, and what I love about her is she just competes so hard. She's so she's a competitor. She hates to lose, and her overall passion is contagious, and it's fun to see.
When you put senior captain Emma Terrace along with those two freshmen, Claire DeGeorge and Paige Beebe, did you have any idea how much chemistry that they would have?
You know what? We hoped. I mean, obviously, Claire and Emma, we could see some juice there almost from the get-go. And I think by adding Paige, it just helped because of her. Paige is a crease crasher. She's big and strong and really, really fast. And she certainly can skate with Claire. Those two have teamed up on a couple of real nice plays to score some goals. So it's been a fun line. Unfortunately, Claire's not in the lineup tonight, so that's it's going to be – you're going to see lines by committee. Just be prepared. You're going to we have 3 centers. We're just going to rotate them. We have 4 sets of wings, and we'll just roll them. So, they'll have a different center every time out. But, again, that line's it's been good, and hopefully it won't be too long. We'll have them back together.
I know your team's been a bit dinged up. I know Summer Thibodeau and Kiki Radke were also out last weekend. What is this weekend, having the weekend off, mean for your team?
Well, certainly it's going to help. First and foremost, just to be able to go home and spend time with family and spend Thanksgiving with family, I think is really, really important. Obviously, for Claire and Bailey, it's a little tougher, the fact they live up in Alaska. But, they're going to go home with some of their teammates and spend time with them. So, everybody's going to get a chance to get away from the hockey rink and get some time with their families and hopefully come back Monday, recharged and ready to go for a real big series at Minnesota.
Well, you've got a single game against a WCHA opponent tonight. It's considered non-conference. Do you approach this game any differently?
Not really. First of all, I want to thank St. Cloud. We're making this, again, everybody was in the same shoes when North Dakota announced they were dropping hockey. All of a sudden you had four open slots. So we all tried to everybody went about trying to fill those 4 games. Fortunately, we were able to arrange a series with Mercyhurst that we're going to play right after the new year. But that still left us with 2 open dates. And the Hall of Fame game would have been an exempt game. It would have been a 35th game that we would have been able to play because it was the Hall of Fame game. But because we were short games, we just counted as one of our 34. And then we were short a game. St. Cloud was short a game. They said, let's just play on a weeknight. It just worked out fine for both of us because we're both off this coming weekend. Thanks to them. And I know they're doing their best to get a big crowd tonight. With it's $1 a ticket, or you bring a perishable food item, you get it for free. So hopefully it'll be a real cool environment. And again, appreciate St. Cloud working with us to get this 34th game.
Well, I know you guys swept them just 2 weekends ago. What's the challenge of winning a 3rd game against an opponent?
Well, those games don't mean a whole lot, obviously, at this point. I mean, I think the biggest thing we took from it is the fact we played here. It wasn't that long ago, so we're certainly I don't want to say used to the Olympic size rink, but we just played on it. So, but it's a new game. They've got one of their top players is back after an injury. So, you know, otherwise to us, it's another game against another opponent, and you know, obviously we want to come out on top and go out there and do our best and see if we can't get another W here.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.